Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Kingdom Souls, and this is another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Top Kingdom of Katrina. Hey, guys, it's been a minute. Missed you terribly. Took a little break in April because I was making traveling and music. We had a bunch of events going on, but now we are back rocking and rolling, and we have the opportunity to start off May with a wonderful guest. His name is Noah Henshaw, and I'm going to read a little bit about Noah before I bring him on. You guys are going to be so blessed. I promise you, got a chance to read my bio this week, and I am so excited that he is able to come on and share the God that's going to make the kingdom of God with him. So before we do, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We honor you for all that you are doing today. We thank you as you bless this radio show with some phenomenal guests. God, we ask you to be with us. Forgive us if we do believe that we're going today. Deliver us even in your sight, and we will forever not give you all praise, glory, and honor. But God, we ask you to be with us, yes, and God, let us declare, let us respect to those that are listening tonight. And we just give you glory, honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to thank my production assistant, Krista, for setting up this interview, and she has been a diligent work throughout this year, and we've got many, many great artists and many, many great speakers that are going to come on with them this year. But I'm going to read a little bit about Noah. You guys are going to be so blessed. Noah is 17 years old. He's a singer, songwriter, speaker, and worship leader from Winchester, Tennessee. His passion has always been Christian music, and that passion is sparked from his desire to serve God and spread his word in any possible way. Noah started singing at the age of 4. Wow. And it just kept growing from there. He started writing his own music when he was 13 years old, and this made his project The View of Heaven. This project began when Noah had the privilege of meeting one of Scotland's music best known and well known singers and songwriters, David Smith. After this, Noah was signed by Grapevine Records, which is a division of Songwriter Music Group, and David produced his first record. So without further ado, we're going to bring this phenomenal young man on to let him tell you what he has done and what God has done. So Noah, do we have you on the air?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's great to be with you tonight.
Oh, it's so great to have you. Look, the 13-year-old man, you are doing some phenomenal things. So I'm not really going to say how old were you when you got started, because it's obvious that God can look down on you at a very early age. But I want you to kind of talk to our listening audience and give them a little bit more background about just who you know it, you know.
Well, I started singing at the age of 4, and I started writing my own music about 3 years ago, and that led me to a journey only God could create. I later connected with David Staten, who at the time was Songguard Music Group, and released my first project titled The View from Heaven. Off of that project, I won New Artist of the Year in the 2015 Diamond Awards, and then Music Video of the Year in 2015 Christian Voice Awards. I had a song on there called The Duck Dynasty Way, and it actually stayed number one for over 3 months on over 3,500 radio stations. After that, I had the blessing of connecting with Dove Award-winning producer Kevin Ward, and I later released my second project titled Make Me New. And then we released my first radio single off of that project, which was titled No Turning Back, and we're currently climbing the top 80 charts in the Singing News magazine.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Let me ask you a question now. Are you still in high school?
I'm sorry?
Are you still in high school?
I am. I actually just finished about a week ago.
And how did you balance all of this? Because to you, it's obvious that God has anointed you and has said that you're, of course, not only a singer, but a speaker and a worship leader. So talk about how you have balanced this anointing God's placed on your life between school, and I know you have other outside activities, and your heart is being a worshiper in the church. But kind of tell our community, how did you balance that? You know, some of us, and I'm not going to tell you my age, but it takes a lot to balance all of that. But how about how God is nurturing and guiding you through it?
Well, I've been homeschooled, which has made things so much easier. God has blessed me with opportunity to be able to be homeschooled, and it allows so much more time for my ministry. And ministry and music has always been a passion for me. So it's not necessarily something that I just had to set aside time for, but it's always been a passion. You know, it's always been just a calling that God has placed on my life. It's not in any way just a job or an obligation or a burden, but it's something I love doing, you know, and God has blessed me with the ability to be homeschooled and stuff, and it's given me so much more time to put into my music and to put into my ministry, which has been just an awesome blessing.
Wow, and that's the great thing, like you said, being homeschooled, that makes a big difference. Now, tell us about you being worship leader at your church. What's the name of your church, and you're in Winchester, Tennessee?
Well, I'm not the actual worship leader at our church. I'm a worship leader in the sense I fill in a lot of times, and then I lead our college and youth services at our church. And, you know, I believe that through my music and through my ministry, I never want to just do a concert. You know, when I go to churches, when I travel, I never want to go there to do a concert. But, you know, I want to make it a worship service, because it's not about the music or the entertainment, but it's simply about the worship and giving praise and adoration and worship to our God, who is so deserving of our praise. So, like I said, I'm not a full-time, you know, worship leader at our church or anything, but, you know, that's what I want my music to be.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Who are some of your I'm not going to say mentors, but who are some of the artists that are out there right now that you find a dream? Because, of course, God is giving you your own special and uniqueness, of course, because that's how he does. He never wants us to be like anybody else. But are there some, you know, contemporary artists or, you know, Christian artists out there now that you kind of look at and helping you in some of the areas in ministry?
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Did you say, are there any contemporary artists that have influenced me?
Yeah, I was going to say, are there any artists out there that influence you that you like right now that are currently out there, or any of the older ones?
Well, there's so many. That's a very hard one to pick. One person that I've had the blessing of talking to some over the years is Mark Hall of Casting Crowns. And he's just given some awesome advice and some awesome encouragement, and not necessarily about how to climb to the top of the industry or get your music number one on Billboard charts, but simply on how to keep God first and how to keep ministry first in your ministry, and how to simply grow where you're planted and not try and open all the doors yourself, but simply grow where you're planted and let God lead you and let your ministry completely be founded in God and let it stay a ministry, not entertainment, not just a show, but simply a ministry. Because when we lose sight of the actual ministry aspect of music, then it becomes nothing more than music. It's simply entertainment And if we take the ministry out of it, then Christian music is no different from any other genre. But when we keep God at the heart and let Him lead and let Him direct, then that becomes an amazing, beautiful thing, because it's simply a natural praise and adoration of Him.
That is so true. I love that. I am just so blown away, because it takes some people a number of years to get that phenomenal wisdom that you just spoke out of your mouth at the age of 17. So I applaud you. How do you kind of keep yourself grounded? Do you have any brothers or sisters? Are your parents your managers? Kind of talk about how your family kind of keeps you grounded.
Well, I'm an only child, and I have awesome Christian parents who have, supported me from day one and helped me get my music out there. But number one, who have always kept me on track and, have always placed God number one in their lives and in our family. And that is so much influenced how I try and live my life. We're also very involved in our church family. We have an awesome, supportive church family. And just being surrounded by Christian people who support you and who keep you accountable, that's absolutely invaluable. And, it helps so much to keep you on the right track when the world is trying to pull you in so many different directions.
Exactly right. I love that. I still love that. Now, when you're not doing any music, what are your hobbies? What are some of the things that you like to do on your downtime? Because you are 17 years old.
right. Well, most of my time goes toward my music, practice, writing, I spend a lot of time in the woods. We very much enjoy hunting, and I love the outdoors. I don't really play any sports in particular, but I love being able to get away and spend time in God's creation.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, tell our listening audience how they can find your music. Are you on iTunes? Or do you have a website? Kind of give them some information how they can purchase your music.
Yes, you can visit my website, which is www.noahhinshaw.com. That's Noah, HINSHAW.com. You can read more about me on there. You can view some of my music videos. And you can purchase my physical CD, my first, and then my most recent one. You can also check me out on iTunes, Amazon, and Spotify, and most other digital outlets, and you'll find my music there.
Phenomenal. Now, what do you see, where do you see God taking you, Noah, in the next, 5 years, 5-10 years, do you see yourself doing other things besides, the music? Because I know a lot of, there's a lot of emphasis on branding, and I know you probably know
right.
about that, So where do you see yourself? I mean, I know you're a speaker, so I know you go out, do you talk to youth groups? Kind of talk about your speaking and how you see yourself moving forward in the future.
Right. That's probably one of the questions I get asked most. And, the answer is simply wherever God leads. I don't know exactly what He has in store. I know it's ministry, absolutely. I was also called to preach about 2 years ago. So, I never want to close a door or an opportunity to serve that God has opened. So, the plan is just to continue. As long as God keeps the door open and as long as He allows me the opportunity, I want to run with it, full steam ahead and use any opportunity to serve Him, whether that's with music, with worship leading, with speaking, whatever door He opens, and wherever He leads, that's exactly where I want to be. If it's not something He wants, it's not something I want to pursue, because I want His hand in every aspect of it. So, my goal is to be, to be in ministry full time. And, I want to use every opportunity that God has given me to do that with my speaking and with my music as well.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Now, can you tell our listening audience if you'll be, are you going to be singing? How is your schedule looking like in the next couple of months or the year?
Well, yeah, we are absolutely accepting dates for the rest of this year and then the first of next year. If you want to see some of my dates, you can visit my website. I believe not next weekend, but the next, I'll be traveling from Florida up to Kentucky to the Christian Voice Awards, then back doing a concert locally that Sunday. Then the next week, I'll actually be able to lead worship at my home church. I'll put some more info on my website, and you can check some more of my dates out there.
Good. I love it. Now, we always, of course, you know, our shows are taped. And so, you know, there may be another young artist out that could be listening tonight or may listen later on. What would be, I would say, some nuggets or some words of inspiration or wisdom that you would definitely want to share with someone tonight, you know? Just what God, you know, you hear Him speaking in your spirit right now, that would be to encourage someone that might be listening now or, you know, later on.
Well, absolutely. You know, number one is to keep God first in absolutely everything, because once you place God first in your life and in your ministry, in your music, you don't have to worry about, you know, what the future holds. You don't have to worry about struggling, just trying to make it, because that's when you accept that whatever God's will is, it is what's going to take place in your life when you're completely surrendered to Him. And that takes the fear and the worrying out. We're going to face the unknown, but having that surrender to God and saying, okay, whatever your plan is, you know, for my life, God, if it's not what I want, you know, I'm completely surrendered to it. And the advice that's the first thing that I always try and give anyone that asks me is, so many people say, you know, when you're on stage, you're singing for an audience of one, which is God. And that's a phrase that's so commonly used, but that's a phrase I hate, because I don't want God in the audience. I don't, when I'm worshiping Him, I don't want Him in the audience. I don't want to be just me singing to God, but I want Him to be on stage completely speaking through me, because anything that just comes from me, it is worthless. And, you know, I want God to manifest Himself in me and become so transparent that the audience and the world can look straight through me and see Christ. And that's the most important thing. You know, don't place God in the audience. Don't make Him just having a seat in the stadium, but let Him be on the stage. Let Him, you know, speak through you in every aspect. And,
wow, I absolutely love that. Now, Noah, are you going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina anytime soon? Because that's where I'm located.
I don't have anything on the calendar right now in North Carolina. If you would be interested in having me, I would love to come. You can visit my website and contact me through there to set up some dates.
Well, I'm going to have to definitely reach out to you, because we do a lot of, I've just started stepping out, doing a lot of different conferences and doing a lot of concerts and allowing new artists to come in, because you know, my heart is not just for myself to get the exposure, but for the people of God to see that there's so much, so many anointed and gifted, you know, people out there besides, you know, just
absolutely,
the ones we hear on the radio every day. And God
absolutely
is doing a new thing. Do you believe that He is really bringing those that were normally obscure, He's bringing them out into the limelight? Do you see God doing great things
absolutely
in this new season?
Absolutely.
Do you have other friends that sing, that do background for you, or do you just kind of, do you do all of your own parts?
Well, when we go in the studio, you know, my producer was Kevin Ward, and he brought in all the vocalists and then all the instrumentalists. And, you know, when I travel, it's me, my piano, and my guitar.
So you play as well? You play guitar and piano?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Now, was that something that, you know, your parents wanted you to do, or is it something that you just gravitated to, you know, as you began to write?
Yeah, it was actually something that I wanted to pick up. Piano, I've been taking for probably 10 years. As I started writing more, I thought guitar would kind of give me a different perspective on music and a different sound on some songs, some different melody lines. So I picked it up about 2 years ago.
Wow, was it kind of hard for you, or was it very easy for you to kind of just flow right into that?
Yeah, it was, with having, you know, a musical background and already a strong basis, it was fairly simple.
Wow. Now, do your parents sing either one of those? Do they sing or play?
No, ma'am, not at all.
Well, so where did you God, where did that get you? You know, that tells people say, oh, yeah, my grandfather played, and my mom, my grandmother sang, and my mom did.
Right, right.
So, so how did the gift find you?
Well, you know, most people have the family lineage of music, and, you know, that's not there. And, you know, it was just a God, a calling that God placed on my life. And
wow. Now, I want to ask you a question, the view from heaven, because I really, really like that. When God drops music on you, or when he, you know, bursts it through you, do you get the melody first? Do you get the words first? How you know, kind of talk to us, you know, songwriters who, you know, tell us how, what your niche is, or how he gives it to you.
Well, you know, everyone has their preference. Just about everybody does it different. For me, the lyrics always come first. You know, whether it's something I'm going through, whether it's a trial or a blessing, or just an encounter with God that's in my life, or, you know, whether it's just something I've read in the Bible, or just a sermon I've heard that day, whatever influences it, you know, my songs are simply me pouring my heart out to God, and you know, it's me becoming transparent with the struggles or trials or anything I'm facing in my life, simply putting them in about 3 minutes.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you write? Have you ever been approached about writing for other artists?
I haven't done any currently. That's actually something I am looking to start doing in the next few months. You know, I've recorded, you know, just a handful of the songs I've written. There's probably a notebook of 600, you know, and but yeah, that's definitely something that I'm wanting to start.
Well, it sounds like you're started and you're on your way. How did you kind of feel when you were nominated and you won those awards? You know, being kind of young, you think, oh my God, this is just great. So how did you kind of feel
right
when you got nominated?
Well, you know, it was awesome. It was, you know, just, it was kind of surreal, you know, like in just the music video, it was seeing my name nominated next to, you know, artists like the Gaithers, and, you know, that was awesome. And, you know, it reminded me that with God, absolutely anything is possible. A little bit more of my background. Before I was born, the doctors told my parents that I would be abnormal, and they strongly encouraged them to have an abortion. And, you know, from a child that wasn't supposed to live to you know, to where I am in my ministry now is completely awesome. And it's a testament to how God, you know, he has a plan. He has a plan for every life. And no matter what this world says, and no matter how hard Satan tries to bring you down, God's plan, when we fully surrender to it, God's plan cannot be stopped in any way.
Oh, God, that is wonderful. I believe that. I truly, truly believe that. Kingdom citizens, I hope you got that deposit, because that was for somebody tonight. I just thank God. Noah, you are just truly a blessing to the kingdom. You're a blessing to the, you know, because we all know that the industry can be a little vicious at some time, you know, sometimes, but
right.
So glad that God has blessed you to be in there with us in on the mission field and in the vineyard, just trying to bring more and more, you know, more souls to Christ. So we just thank God for you, and we'll continue to lift you up and lift up your ministry as well.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you again. But one of the things I would love for you to do before we close out, I always ask my guests to close us out with a word of prayer. So I would love that if you would do that for us prayer before we get ready to close out?
Absolutely.
Well, God, we just
thank you today. Dear God, I thank you for all you've done for us and all the many blessings that you have given us in life. I thank you for the time we've had together tonight. I pray that if there's anyone listening tonight who doesn't know you or needs to make a decision with you, that their heart may be stirred. I pray that you would lead, guide, and direct us in absolutely everything that we do in this life, God, and that we may place our lives in your hands in complete surrender to you, Lord, and just be with us as we go throughout this week, and let us be a shining light for you as we go out into this dark and dying world. In your precious holy name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Noah, thank you so much. And we'll be keeping up with you. Now, you're on Facebook. You're on all the social media pages, correct?
Yes, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and you can also view some music videos on YouTube.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Kingdom Citizens, I know you were blessed by this young man tonight. We are truly going to be keeping you in the loop of some of the great things that he's got going on. And don't forget, on Wednesday, we will be having another phenomenal guest to come on the show at the same time, 6:30. So please, please, please make sure you tune in. We've got the flyers out on our Facebook page. We also would ask you to share on our Facebook page as well and let everybody know some of the great things that's going on Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So we are closing out our show tonight. We thank God for Noah. We thank God for you guys taking the time out of your schedule to listen in tonight. And as we always close out the show, let's talk, everybody. Good night. Good night, Noah.